It's WJR's Tim McGraw VIP experience. It's your chance to rock when country music legend Tim McGraw brings his Pawn Show Guitar Tour to Pine Knob Music Theater August 28th, and you could win a pair of premium pavilion tickets, transportation courtesy of Metro Cars, and $100 to Buddy's Pizza. To enter, all you got to do is download the free WJR mobile app, find the secret keyword, and then text it to 800-859-0957. Text it to 800-859-0WJR. More information can be found on WJR.com, and that is going to be a very, very, very fun show. It's going to be a great show.
Yes, sir.
Meanwhile, you know, I used to have some irrational fears about my car.
Okay.
Like, when I first started driving, like, you're like, oh, is this thing going to seize up while I'm going 80? Is my door going to randomly fly out? Or the airbag's going to randomly come off? Like, all these things when you're little, you're a kid. You're just thinking all kinds of crazy stuff. I did have an incident, though, where we were down at Corktown for the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Uh-huh.
And we were definitely not partying. We were just there for the parade.
Okay.
To have a nice time as early 20-year-olds.
Okay.
Not partying at all. Doing nothing of the sort.
Okay. No green beer, nothing?
Nothing. No. Never.
Okay.
Never. We didn't do any of it.
Okay.
I don't know why you are looking at me like that, but whatever. I was a nice boy, Lloyd.
Okay.
And our ride lost our keys somewhere in Corktown. I have no idea where. We got stranded there. But losing your key is a terrible feeling.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It feels like you're stranded. Nothing you can do. Well, there is a piece in the Detroit Free Press. I dropped my only car key down an elevator shaft. What happens next?
Now, you know, I've had that fear. I've had that particular fear.
You have?
Two of them. Elevator shaft, manhole.
Yes, exactly. Jackie Charniga is the automotive reporter for the Detroit Free Press, and I hope you got a key.
I have two now.
Oh, good.
Okay.
What happened?
So I never had an irrational fear because I never thought I would ever drop a car key down an elevator shaft.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I bought my car about 2 years ago. It's a 2015 Ford C-Max, and it only came with one key at the time. And I didn't think about that since the day I bought it. Until I was moving one day, and it slipped out of my pocket in the worst possible angle and plummeted 20 floors.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. And, you know, a lot of people, Jackie, think of the car key as, you know, just a simple object, but you talk about, you know, it's really a program electronic device tied to the vehicle's identity. I mean, that shifted pretty quickly in the industry without most drivers really kind of paying attention to it.
Well, the thing was, I knew that brand new car keys were very expensive. When I was a reporter at Automotive News, I covered the finance and insurance office, and they sold insurance products just for the key fobs, because they could be hundreds and hundreds of dollars to replace.
Okay.
But since my car was about 10 years old and had a physical metal key, I thought there was no way it could be that expensive.
Was it a chip? Is it a chip in the metal key?
Yeah, even a 12-year-old car key, you know, got a metal physical chip. It's metal piece. There's a chip inside, and it's also the way that it's cut. It's a laser cut key, which is far more intricate than the side cut keys for a reason, but I didn't realize that it wouldn't even start the engine unless the chip was functional.
Okay, so once you dropped the key down the elevator shaft, was your first order of business to go see if you could retrieve the key, if it was going to be operational, and then go to make a copy? How did you end up getting a key eventually?
So, yes, I immediately asked the apartment complex if they could open the elevator shaft. And apparently it's an old apartment building in Detroit. They were saying the elevator company cost about $900 to come out, just to even look to see if the key was down there. And because I wasn't fully convinced it had fallen, because again, what are the odds?
Right.
I just knew I didn't have it from the time I got on the elevator to the time I got off. I decided, well, there's got to be a way. And I, you know, Googled the locksmith. There were several companies that came. The first guy who came is the one that I decided to go with. And at that point, I thought, well, even if they do open the elevator shaft, at least I'll have a spare. let me just get this key now. Can't cost too much. Can't take too long. And then I'll have another key maybe if they open the elevator shaft later. And so the thing that I think was most interesting about my story is that I got different opinions on what I should have done. Obviously, the locksmith is selling me a key and he drove all the way out there. But when I spoke to engineers at General Motors later, they thought that maybe I should have waited. And the reason for that is by the time I actually was able to retrieve my original key from the elevator shaft, because by some miracle, the elevator company was already out there, it wouldn't work anymore.
Mm.
So what do you think is the takeaway you hope drivers hear most, Jackie, from this? Is it simply just, you know, make a spare key, or is it something bigger about how fragile modern convenience has become?
It's a combination of both. Definitely you should have a spare, even if you think you'll never, ever need it, or that the unthinkable would happen to you, because the unthinkable eventually happens to all of us. But the idea is also, when you do have to make the replacement, it's the idea of the trade-off of that modern convenience, that modern cars are so much harder to steal today. They actually have a lot more functionality than we're used to. But at the same time, you know, sometimes they're moving to the cell phone model as well, which also comes with its own fragileness in terms of the ability to hack into somebody's phone, access their car. There are more and more challenges that we face trying to prevent vehicle theft, and it costs us more today. I feel a little bit foolish for replacing two car keys. Ultimately, the bill was about $400. Mm. But, you know, it's cheaper than replacing a whole car, I suppose.
True.
Yeah, certainly. Well, it's an unbelievable story. And now, do you have a lanyard connected to the key? Do you have a D-ring? What do you got on there?
Oh, it's right now, it's unfortunately the same lanyard that cracked open. I still haven't replaced it yet. But I have more keys now.
More keys.
Okay,
that's the good news. Yes. Jackie Chartigan, thanks so much. A really crazy story, but we're glad you got it worked out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
Wow.
Interesting.
I'm telling you, man, you know, when I was a kid, you didn't have to worry about that. You know, you stuck the key in it, you know. But now your key is tied to all the electronics and all kind of things, you know. And
there have been, I can't even tell you how many times I've had the thought of, like, why isn't the key hanging on the door? What, did I take it out of the pocket when I put my clothes in the laundry? Uh-huh. Is it in the washer? The washer that's running right now?
Yeah.
Those thoughts as well. 8 o'clock hour, get you caught up on the headline. That's coming up next right here on WJR.